Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Mental Fortitude Daily. I'm so glad you're joining me again today. We've all been there, right? Stuck in that frustrating cycle of resentment, replaying past hurts over and over in our minds. It's like carrying around this heavy backpack filled with anger and bitterness, weighing us down and preventing us from moving forward. But guess what? You don't have to be chained to those grudges. Today, we're diving into the power of forgiveness not just for others, but most importantly, for ourselves. Forgiveness isn't about condoning hurtful actions or pretending they didn't happen. It's about recognizing that holding on to anger and resentment only hurts us in the long run. It keeps us stuck in a cycle of negativity affecting our relationships, our mental well-being, and even our physical health. Okay, so how do we actually cultivate forgiveness? First things first. Understanding the difference between forgiveness and reconciliation. Forgiveness is an internal process. It's about releasing the grip that anger has on your heart and mind. Reconciliation, on the other hand, involves rebuilding trust and repairing relationships. Sometimes reconciliation isn't possible or even healthy. And that's okay. Forgiveness can still be a powerful act of self-care, even if you choose not to have contact with the person who hurt you. Number 2. Empathy is your secret weapon. Now, I know this sounds tough, but try to see things from the other person's perspective. What were they going through? Were they struggling with their own pain or insecurities? Understanding their motivations doesn't excuse their actions, but it can help soften the sting of resentment. Think about it like this. Everyone makes mistakes. We all have our flaws and moments where we fall short. Holding on to grudges is like carrying around a burden of guilt for things they might not even realize they did. Next up, practicing gratitude. It sounds counterintuitive, right? But focusing on the good in your life can actually help shift your perspective away from negativity. When you're grateful for what you have, it's harder to dwell on what's missing or what could have been different. So start a gratitude journal, jot down 3 things you're thankful for each day, and watch how your mindset transforms. Number 4. Remember that forgiveness is a process. It takes time, patience, and self-compassion. There will be days when you feel anger flare up again, and that's okay. Just acknowledge those feelings without judgment and gently guide yourself back to a place of peace. Think of it like learning a new skill. It takes practice and dedication. And finally, the most important tip. Forgive yourself. We're all human and we make mistakes. Holding on to self-blame only keeps you stuck in a cycle of negativity. Practice self-compassion and acknowledge that everyone deserves a second chance, including yourself. Okay, let me give you an example. Imagine this. Your best friend cancels plans last minute, leaving you feeling disappointed and hurt. You might start replaying the conversation in your head, wondering why they did it, maybe even blaming them for ruining your day. But what if, instead of dwelling on the negative, you tried to understand their situation? Maybe they had a family emergency or were dealing with something stressful. By practicing empathy and letting go of resentment, you can free yourself from that hurt and move forward in a more positive way. So remember, forgiveness isn't about condoning hurtful actions, it's about choosing to release the anger and bitterness that holds you back. It's an act of self-love, a gift you give yourself, allowing you to live a lighter, happier life. Take that first step today, forgive yourself, forgive others, and watch how your world transforms. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing these words. And if you're feeling inspired, leave us a review. It helps us reach more people and spread the message of mental fortitude. Until tomorrow, keep on shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.